1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
In the last couple of years, some of the big headlines have centered around student loan debt and forgiveness.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, big headlines.
Whether got some hope.
Whether it's right to just get rid of it all, or if you have to pay it off like any other debt.
I want to add to it. Well, no one's got my back, though.
That's Jose's hill to die on.
Because I don't have any student loans.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you stand on the issue. All that matters is one guy's been looking to get his debt cleared. So he emailed his bank asking if he could be part of the forgiveness program.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And Brooke is calling back with some good news.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for you to hear it, too, in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from S***'s Bank. Is this Miles O'Neill?
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Great, because we got your email inquiring about the student loan debt forgiveness program.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes.
Pretty popular, huh?
Right, yeah, for sure.
We get so many people who just want a free ride, don't want to pay for anything these days.
I mean, it's hard to come back and pay those off.
Yeah, just stick it to the government with all their debt, walk away. Freeloaders, good for you.
I was just looking for a little assistance.
Yeah, assistance. I mean, you want it all gone. That's different, but okay.
Is there a problem here? I mean, I thought that's what the program was. It was a debt forgiveness thing.
The Federal Student Loan Debt Relief Program. And I am calling, actually happy to inform you, because we put your name towards the top of the list to be considered.
That is incredible news. Thank you. Okay, I knew
you'd be excited. So in the meantime, you'll be paying for Abby Clutterbuck from Newark, New Jersey, and her student debt.
Wait, I'm supposed to pay somebody else's? Can you say that again? I'm paying somebody else's debt now?
I can say it as many times as you want. Here's how it works. Once you put in your request to have your debt forgiven, you're automatically enrolled in our debt transfer program called SLUTTY.
Slutty?
Yeah, it's an acronym. It stands for Student Loan Universal. God, what is it? Something about like transfer tuition. I don't know. We just call it Slutty.
That's not the program I signed up for.
You're right, it's not. Remember I told you you were being considered for the one you want, but in the meantime, you're going to pay off someone else's debt.
No, I don't want to be in any other program. I just want to be in the debt forgiveness.
You know, think you may feel differently when you hear Abby's profile. She's a seventh-year junior who's never graduated with a double major.
I don't even care who they are. I'm not going to.
Do you know what she was studying? You're going to get a kick out of this. Philosophy and recreational journalism with a minor, it says here, in Alabama tourism.
Okay.
What was she going to do with that?
Can you take my name off of that list?
Yeah, I can. Automatically, you get enrolled. It's just in the system. So,
then I don't want to be on any list. Forget the forgiveness thing.
I get your feelings. I know your generation pretty big on those. But imagine how Abby's feeling.
I could care less how Abby's feeling. I don't want anybody else's debt. That's crazy.
You should care, because I bet she's feeling pretty relieved. With 7 years without a degree here, it says she's amassed over $64,000 in debt, and it's all going to be paid off thanks to you.
Listen, you're not listening to me. I'm not going to pay for anybody else's debt.
Wait a second. You say you didn't want to pay for somebody else's debt, but you want somebody to pay for your debt.
Yeah, the federal government offered
That's kind of funny, huh? That's kind of funny.
It's not funny. It's forgiveness. It's from the government.
Forgiveness. Another funny word, isn't that?
You just
think it's going to disappear into the air.
You know what?
The country takes the hit. But that's not your problem.
No, it's not my problem.
That's what Abby thought, too. So
this isn't right. Like, this isn't even legal.
Oh, I don't think you got your law degree. It doesn't seem like your debt's high enough for that.
No, this is ridiculous. You don't even sound like a professional person. Is there somebody else I could talk to?
Sure, I can transfer you. Absolutely. But I do want you to know, we already transferred last month's payment into Abby Clutterbuck's account. So I'm very grateful.
You can't do that. That's not where I sent my money to.
Yeah.
How did you even get access to it like that?
I bet she'll even write you a thank you card.
I don't need a thank you card from Abby Clutterblood or the Slut Foundation or whatever you're part of.
Slutty. Would you like a thank you card from your wife, Sienna, then?
I don't even know what you're talking. Are you drinking?
Because you know what? She's the one who set you up for this prank phone call.
Wait. What did you say?
This is all a joke. It's Brooke from the radio show. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Your wife said you're really excited about the debt forgiveness program, which is awesome, you know? I mean, awesome for you, awesome for Abby Clutterbuck.
I still want the debt forgiveness. I don't know if you guys could help me there.
Oh, yeah, can't do that. Got a lot of debt on this show. Only two of us actually went to college, so can't be that high.
Okay, so only two of you went to college. Why do I feel stupider than you guys?
Because stupider is totally a word.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.